Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to your sports break for this August 27th. And we are going to be talking about some great athletes today for the history of August 27th, and especially in baseball with the pitching. We're going to cover a lot of those and some great feats that they've done. But before we do that, we're going to tell you about some uniform numbers we're talking about today. Numbers 11, 16, 32, 18, 11, 1, 8, 29, 35, 20, and a number 22. It all starts off on August 27th, 1909, and future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Jack Chesbrough's final game for the New York Highlanders was cast, but it was a 17-6 loss to the Detroit Tigers at Bennett Park in Detroit, Michigan. August 27th, 1911, the Chicago White Sox pitcher Ed Walsh no-hit the Boston Red Sox for a 5-0 victory at White Sox Park in Chicago. August 27th, 1937, Brooklyn Dodgers' Fred Frankhouse, wearing that number 11 jersey, no-hit the Cincinnati Reds for a 5-0 victory in 7 2/3 innings by the pitcher on the mound. Now, August 27th, 1938, the New York Yankees pitcher Monty Pearson, who wore number 16 that season, he threw a no-hitter against the Cleveland Indians to lead the defense of the Yanks in a 13-0 rout. But on the other side of the ball, from the plate, Joe DiMaggio hit three triples to spark the offense for New York. August 27, 1955, here's a great pitcher, Sandy Koufax, and wearing number 32, sat down 14 Cincinnati Reds batters on strikes. Both teams combined for a record 23 strikeouts in the great game on the mound that day. August 27, 1974, the New York Mets' Benny Ayala, number 18, hit a home run in his very first MLB at-bat. August 27, 1977, Toby Hera, number 11, and Bump Wills, number 1, hit back-to-back inside-the-park home runs off of Yankees' Ken Clay at Yankee Stadium. The Texas Rangers won that game 8-2, but can you imagine that? Back-to-back inside-the-park home runs. That's amazing. August 27, 1978, Cincinnati Reds slugger number 8, Joe Morgan, is the first to hit 200 home runs as well as having stolen 500 bases in his career. August 27, 1978, New York Yankees pitcher Catfish Hunter got a 6-2 win, and it gave him a perfect 6-0 record in the month of August of 1978, wearing that number 29 pinstripe uniform. August 27, 1982, number 35, Ricky Henderson stole his 119th base of the season, breaking a record set by Lou Brock, the former number 20 of the St. Louis Cardinals. August 27, 1996, Dino Cicerelli was traded by the Detroit Red Wings to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, Dino donned a number 22 sweater for both clubs, and he had quite a career with both places as well as some other stops in his NHL career. I hope you enjoyed this sports history here on Sports Break for August 27th. We hope you join us each and every day for some more great sports history. And in between times, catch some more sports history, sportshistorynetwork.com. We have 30 podcasters now growing every single day. Arnie Chapman has got the recruits out there, and we've got some great folks coming on board to bring you some sports history of all different sports. He's got on sportshistorynetwork.com today on the front page. Check it out. You can see all the new podcasts that are coming online here. We've got some different things, sports movies, that potential sports movies, and podcasts. We are talking about a podcast on hockey only. That's a great one. And as well as some great ones on college football that we think you should check out and more. But there's such a variety. There's something for everybody. And there's thousands of hours of podcasting enjoyment, say for the whole family. And just a big genre of different sports. Also, check out our website, jerseydispatch.com, for some great sports history with the uniforms of players. And go to, for football only, we have pigskindispatch.com and our powerful search engine on both of those websites. You just put in what you're looking for and it'll pull up, you know, almost anything in sports, especially football. We have a very big variety of football on Pigskin Dispatch. And, you know, we're trying to build and build more and more each day. And I think you'll enjoy it as we try to become one of the leaders in sports history. SportsHistoryNetwork.com, PigskinDispatch.com, and JerseyDispatch.com. Don't forget also to check out our audio drama that we work with in Number 80 Productions. Orville Mulligan, sports writer. It is really something special to behold, and you can learn a lot of sports history in the 1920s. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.